Hello.
Hello.
We are Rachel and Phil. We are incompletely articulate. On the internet, we are at Arcadian Lady and at Filthy, and this is our fifth podcast.
If you're new to us, it's episode 5. Where have you been? Catch up and stuff. But you might like to know that Incompletely Articulate is a podcast in which each of us will do for you a poem which we've written in the last week or so. Rachel, it's your turn to go first. So what are you presenting to us today?
Okay, this is a poem that I sort of adapted from sort of one of my rambly sort of streams of almost unconsciousness that I'd had in a notebook. Like the other day, I had sort of like what in the manosphere I think is known as a wobbly night. So yeah, it's sort of about that. Head's gone, spinning, but nothing's there. Trying and trying again to find a reason why. There are no words to explain, for you to understand, me to justify. The girl scribbling in the corner, scrabbling for syllables to fill the empty lines, as if each full page is slowly emptying her mind. Rocking backwards, pulling at unkempt hair. As each second passes, she's becoming aware the room is gone, spinning. Tears threaten to smudge her freshly inked lines, but there's no one to notice these warning signs. No doctors to threaten to lock her away, or therapists asking if she feels okay. Meds were forgotten again yesterday. Door closed. Stop spinning. Write it out. Ride it out. Breathe.
Sorry, it's because it's clearly a very personal headspace thing. It's hard to know where to start in talking about it. Where do you
Yeah,
like to start in talking
this is
about
sort of like the
it?
first one I've sort of done like that. That's sort of more like what my other stuff is like. Non-podcast writings tend to be a lot more personal, but couldn't really get out of that headspace this week. So I sort of thought, well, I'll just have to share it with you people. Rather than try and write something that won't feel as authentic.
I'm glad you appreciate me and whoever's listening enough to know that, that's a thing you can do. Yeah, did you feel that it expressed what you needed to come out? Was it catharsis? Was it just a way of reflecting?
I think the initial writing was quite cathartic, and then I actually found editing it quite difficult because I wasn't in that headspace as much anymore. And I sort of found going over it a bit like, oh my God, like what happened? But it resonated enough that I wanted to stick with it.
Because it's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
And sometimes the truth needs to be said, even if it's not easy to say.
Yeah. Right. So it's your turn.
Well, okay. This sort of starts with a slightly fictionalized account of a thing that happened and then moves on from there. It's called On the Knoll. Strolling down a gravel path, watching a small raptor circle threateningly over a back garden, I was just a passerby, so why did you say hi? And when I nodded in reply and carried on my way, there was clearly nothing left to say, but you made some comment about the day and then began to pry. And that is what's worst about the countryside. I don't know you, you don't know me, I don't know why you would try to know about me, but I do know that I don't want you to know about me. We merely occupy a similar location due to a coincidence of navigation. There's just no need for conversation. Oh, take me home to the suburbs. Surround me with beautiful suburbanity, where aside from the odd drunken profanity, you can acknowledge another human's humanity with a barely perceptible nod. Oh, take me home to the suburbs. Place me in the annulus of the big city, where concrete's not the only rigidity. They can recognize the civility of the barely perceptible nod. Oh, take me home to the suburbs. Ground me in the great grey streets where all who don't want to be beaten or to beat will mind their own business and be nice and discreet like a barely perceptible nod. Sure, if I know you will stop, chat and hug, but if not, I don't understand why you bug me barely less than if you were to be a mugger. Ask me how I am and I may raise a shrug, but after that my conversation will struggle. You're thinking less clearly than someone on drugs if you think we have anything to say. Here comes the hook, so get out of the way. Oh, take me home to the suburbs. Amid the anonymous mass hoi polloi, where aside from the odd howl or bellow or oi, or mating cry of some Neanderthal boy, we keep to ourselves and we're happily coy, and we all recognize the sheer beauty and joy of the barely perceptible nod.
Wow. I don't know quite what to say. I haven't heard you sort of sing in a poem before.
Yeah, so it just needed it.
Yeah.
It was sort of like a chorus. It needed to come, to come through.
I like that you reference it in it as well. Get out of the way, like, you know it's going to be louder.
I really love Tuuli Kupferberg, and he does some things where he does sing. He's much more singy than a lot of the other beats who are just rolling along. And that's kind of that. But also, yeah, you just, sometimes a poem is a bit songy.
Yeah.
And sometimes a song is a bit poem.
Yeah.
And if that's what it is, just I've heard it be that.
Yeah. You went for it though, which is good. You didn't shy away.
Wow. You do it half-assed, just have all.
That is true.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I feel like I've shocked you slightly.
I think it's the most sort of me-ish of my poems to have next to that. Like, they're very different this week.
But I often think that the contrast in our styles is a good thing. The way you write is very different to the way I write.
That's true.
But if it wasn't the case, then we, one, wouldn't be different people, and two, it'd be really boring to stick them on a podcast together.
That is true, yeah. Fair enough.
Yes. Okay. And hopefully it's not been too boring. I'm making gestures at the screen again. thank you for liking us, if liking us is what you have done. Why not tell other people that they can follow us on Twitter at incompletelyart? Why not tell other people they can find us on the Tumblrs, incompletelyarticulate.tumblr.com?
Yes, and we're also on iTunes, which is linked to our Podbean. So if you want to subscribe to us and just have them downloaded for you to save you any work, then you need to search Incompletely Articulate in iTunes and you will find us. And hopefully from now on they should be slightly more regular, or not so more regular, but sort of more frequent, because they were sort of every 2 weeks and now we're trying to go weekly.
So, no promises.
Yeah, but bear with us, you know.
We're just two people who write some poems.
Yeah, exactly. Just sitting in my bedroom talking into a microphone, it's not.
And you're just some lovely people who caught up with us for a few minutes.
Yeah, so thank you very much.
And
see you soon. Well, you'll hear us soon. Okay, bye.